I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to an emergency P1 podcast. I hope you're all seated, ready for a reaction that we did not think we'd have to do on a random Tuesday evening. But Tommy, McLaren have announced or launched their livery, just randomly jump scared us all and went, boom, here you go, here's the new livery.
Absolutely crazy. We thought that Gunther Steiner emergency podcast would be the only one in January, but you know, they said that all these cars were getting launched in February. McLaren are just like, no, middle of Jan, here you go. Obviously, it's not the car, just the livery, but still, it took us all by surprise.
I love how we say it's, you know, it's not the car, it's the livery. This is literally what everyone else is going to do as well.
Exactly.
But I'm surprised about McLaren doing this, mainly because, well, I don't know, they're still going to have a team launch, right? So they've announced that on the 14th, which is the same day as Mercedes, they are going to be launching on Valentine's Day. Can't wait for more Valentine's Day puns, yada, yada, yada. But this just came out of nowhere. Of course, we knew that McLaren were in the kitchen. Don't get me wrong. They were cooking up something because they had removed all of their posts on Instagram, hadn't they? They'd basically wiped the slate clean and put up one video, wasn't it, that was whatever it takes.
Yeah, and also their profile picture was weird. The profile picture was weird as well, where it's like this geometric. The weird thing is, yesterday I looked at that profile picture and I was like, oh, it looks like a date. And then it looked like 1601. And I went, well, that's January. That's not the car launch date. Surely it's meant to say 1602. And didn't think anything of it. And then today, boom, like you say, here it is, the new livery, which I just so unexpected. I just messaged you, didn't I? Like, McLaren have just launched their livery. Emergency podcast now.
Yeah, you messaged me. Mad. I was like, "What? What are you on about? Huh?"
It's the middle
I
of January.
You were bantering, but no, McLaren have released it. So let's dive into the thoughts around this surprise livery. And for me, it looks lovely. It looks beautiful. It looks sleek. I love the orange and the black. There's none of that rogue blue that I know you as well, Tommy, feel exactly the same, that being removed is a good thing. And of course, orange, you know, orange and black just work so well together, and McLaren sort of doing what we always wanted them to do and not just randomly mixing in other things or doing, you know, little bits here and there for sponsors that we might not want. This for me is a very, very nice looking livery.
It is indeed, yeah. I'm really glad they got rid of the rogue blue, like you say, particularly that light blue, which I think they even said at the time that it was kind of a nod to the Golf livery. But of course, Golf don't even sponsor them anymore, so it was really odd that they kept it for another year as well afterwards, and it was kind of a strange thing. And they did, McLaren always did that throughout the year, changing their livery quite a few times. They had the chrome, they had the one with the pink as well, and every time they removed the blue it looked so much better, so I'm glad they've realized that that's the way to go. Still got the Google Chrome wheel covers, which they're interesting, they're quite cool.
I like them.
Funny. Obviously it'd look better without them, I think, but I don't mind them, particularly now that you've got rid of the blue as well, because there was too many colours going on. But I also like the fact that looks like they've got chrome numbers, which is quite cool. A little nod to the chrome.
I know you say, oh, you know, it's it'd be better without the wheel rims, but I'm glad it's on the wheel rims and nowhere else. Otherwise, the car would have a little bit of yellow, red, green, and blue somewhere, and I'm not sure
as that well as orange. Yeah, it'd be just rainbow.
I'm not
car.
Sure that would look too good. But yes, McLaren, you have absolutely nailed it. I would say I love the sort of black stripe that goes through the middle of the car, and I think it kind of merges with the orange really nicely. And
I think it's a nod to Marlboro, like that Marlboro McLaren sort of vibe. That's what I get from it, is like that kind of McLaren Honda era where it's kind of the diagonal line. I feel like that's what they're going for with that, as like a kind of nod to the past.
So now that they've actually launched their livery, and we both are in agreement that it is a wonderful looking livery, I guess the next question is, why did they do it now? What why have they just dropped it out of nowhere? And also, I guess, following on from that, something I want to talk about, which I'll do now, actually, is this Whatever It Takes campaign, this slogan that they're going with, that video was, it kind of painted a picture of McLaren being really under pressure, under threat. You know, they're in a crisis, this, that, and the other. I'm not sure 2023, for the majority of it, was what those headlines were. I think at the beginning, obviously, there were, you know, obviously questions because they were really slow, but they turned that around quite quickly. But for me, you know, I watched that video and I go, you found something, haven't you?
Teams all do this. Mercedes did it last year where they were like, oh, posting memes about, look how good we're going to be. And then they were like, first race, oh, Red Bull and Mars clear and our side pods aren't very good.
They're chefing.
They're hyping. There's definitely a lot of hype there. Maybe the hashtag whatever it takes is whatever it takes to be the first to launch a livery. Because we all thought 5th of Feb, Stake and Williams, that would be when it all kicks off. And I think we did a Patreon pod actually where we were talking about this, of like teams want to be first, and McLaren have just gone, well, we've got sign off. Let's just tweet it.
They listened to the podcast, didn't they? We did a little Patreon podcast where we... Yeah. Oh, have we not even released it yet?
No, the spies.
They were listening to our recording. But we essentially suggested, you know, if I was running a team, I'd want to be the first to launch. I didn't mean the 16th of January. That was... I mean, it's fine. Look, it gives us something to talk about. I guess, as I say, following on from that, why have they done it? Do we think it's genuinely because... they just want some eyeballs and they know that F1 is really dead at the moment and there's not a lot going on, so they will be the centre of attention for quite literally 2 weeks now?
Yes, I'm just watching a video actually. It is absolutely awesome. Like, I do really, really like that livery. I think it's a banger.
What would you rate it out of 10 before we get into why?
Oh, I think it's like... I think it's a colour combo that just... looks awesome. I loved orange arrows as a kid. Like, that was like my team that I loved because it was like different. They'll probably hope that they're quicker than orange arrows because they weren't very good. But yeah, I think it's awesome. I'd give it like a 8 out of 10, maybe an 8.5.
Oh, well, actually, you'll be finalising those numbers, weren't you, for a video that we'll do later down
the
line.
I'm sure we'll do a roundup like we always do.
I can't wait for a comment on our roundup one where you call it a 9 and they're like, well, actually, no, on your reaction video, you call it
How dare you change your opinion? Well, it always changes, doesn't it, when you see others, because then you've got like a benchmark. Because this might be the best one and then it's like a 10. But at the moment, like, I do think there are little things they could do, maybe look a bit better, but just getting rid of that blue, black and orange is just such a great combo and it looks awesome.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
You are, you know, a bit of a livery god, if you do say so yourself. And you say that there are a few things that you might change. So talk to me. What would you change? Like, what would be, if Tom Bellingham had the paintbrush, what's he doing to that car to make it a 10?
The diagonal orange line at the back, I'm not a huge fan of, especially because if you look at a bang-on side view, that sort of diagonal line looked great in the 90s, and that in my opinion is what they're trying to throw back to, where they were very boxy angular cars. But now you try and paint like a straight orange line, and there's so much kind of, the side pod drops down, and then there's the bit above the side pod that sticks out a lot. Big technical analysis here, and it's not like a, you know, it's a difficult surface to paint. And sometimes I think from some angles, it doesn't look as great, but they've done a great job basically just ditching the blue. But then at the same time, they've also not released their car yet. So who knows, maybe it works amazing on their new look car, and they've got something under their sleeve, because again, on that Patreon pod, we discussed that they were the team that were quite secretive back in the day of like doing cheeky things to hide bits on their car. So maybe that's what they're doing, that they're first with their livery, but they don't need to share the car, which, like you said right at the start, that is what a lot of teams do now anyway.
Yeah, so I guess it then poses the question around their car launch and their event, because McLaren are one of the teams that properly go in on their event. They give it a good effort. They don't do just a render like we see on social media today. They usually put quite a lot of effort into making it into a production, getting the fans involved, this, that, and the other. Do we think now that they've launched the livery and the design,
so going to be under,
it takes away from why anyone would then watch the launch?
Yeah, because they do, they'll obviously show a new car, but it's not a regulation change, so it won't look wildly different. And that new colour scheme is always the thing that people first react to from the livery launches, because as we know, and is the case for every team this season, there's no new drivers, so they'll just, it's the same drivers, probably just saying that we hope to be as quick as we were at the end of last season, if not a bit quicker. And then they will, be interesting to see whether they even bother with a cover, and they take the cover off and they're like, wait, just kidding, it's pink.
Shocked face. Imagine.
Maybe BWT, it's a massive troll
coming in for two races for a McLaren sponsorship and get that all pink car.
That's what they need. They need a McLaren which is chrome. So you've got the red, yellow, green, blue, then the orange for McLaren, then BWT needs to come in for pink. And then
a rainbow
P1
car
sponsorship
for
purple. And we're sorted.
I'm here for all of that. I really am. So McLaren, as we said, out of nowhere, have dropped their livery. I wonder what they will do for their car launch to make it slightly different than normal, because, of course, the anticipation is to see what the car slash livery, more importantly, will look like. The other teams, of course, that are or have announced their dates so far are Williams and Stake on the 5th of February, Alpine on the 7th, Aston Martin on the 12th, Ferrari on the 13th, and Mercedes on the 14th, alongside McLaren as well. What would you say is the most you're most excited for, Tommy, out of those teams?
Stake, because it's new. There'll be a new livery as well for them, you'd assume, unless they're just like, haha, just kidding, Alfa Romeo are back and we're red and black again. But it looks like they're going to be going to be very different.
Of their posters, all their graphics they've posted so far are all just kind of hints of green and that sort of stuff. That's definitely the most exciting one for us as well, for me as well, just purely because it's new and we like new.
We like new things, which we're not getting a lot of this year because all the drivers are the same. So it's something to be excited for.
Certainly is. Tommy, any other thoughts before we head off into the abyss for another couple of weeks and then we are right back at it?
Until we do another emergency podcast where, I don't know, maybe, I hope this isn't the, while it was fun and interesting, I hope this isn't the norm, because
me too.
It could start to get a bit out of hand if teams start, if teams are now competing to be the first one to launch deliveries, are going to get to the point where it's like 2nd of January, and then in 4 years' time, a team are like releasing their car on like Christmas Day for 2020, like the next season or whatever, going, oh, we're
yeah,
first.
Here's your Christmas present,
yeah,
everyone.
And you're just like, no.
Oh, no, please.
Because it takes you by surprise.
Do you think other teams will be a little bit like, yo, what are you doing? Like, why have you launched so early?
Well, there is talk that they all discuss to kind of do their best to release
do
on different days.
And you've got Williams and Stake on the same day,
nah,
and Mercedes and McLaren. I love how McLaren are with Mercedes, and yet they have literally the same engine supplier. It's like, interesting. They must have been like, oh, well, you're launching your render on the 16th of January, we have no problem. To be fair, Mercedes will roll out their car at 8 a.m. around Silverstone as well. So basically, we'll have no cars or liveries to look at that we knew when the covers
the only one will be Ferrari, and they release it. And it's like, yep, it's red again.
And I'm ready for that.
We're ready for that.
I will back that to the hill. Okay, Tommy, what are your final thoughts?
Final thoughts are... well done, McLaren, for getting rid of that blow. It's a beat.
Yeah, I would say solidly high grade.
What's your grade?
McLaren. You're going to have to tune in to the overall gradings that we will do after all of the car launches. I think that's the best way to do it. Keep it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
At least we're doing a bit of foreplay and the teams aren't. You know what I mean? They're just dropping the car. Anyway, that is it. Thank you everybody for watching and listening. See you very soon for another podcast. Bye.
P1 is a Stack production and part of the Acast Creator Network.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.